Parak Chaf Tes Pasuk Aleph. We're going to say like this: Lashonah Asiris Batsiri B'Shneimasar L'Chodesh Hayidavar Hashem Elai Lemor. In the 10th year of Tzidkiyahu's reign, again, this is the year before Nebuchadnezzar took over, in Teves, on the 12th of the month, Hayidavar Hashem Elai Lemor. So the word of God came to me saying, now I don't remember if you remember. Remind me, Asara B'Teves happened not in the 10th year, but I believe the 9th year of Tzidkiyahu's reign. I believe they were there for more than a year and a half, like almost 2 years, from Asar B'Teves in the 9th year. This is not 2 days after the Asar B'Teves. What do you got?
It says here that they're good on Peterson's 9:45 markers.
Perfect.
It's
5 minutes away. I'll have to leave early. Okay. So here we go. Hayidavar Hashem Elai Lemor, the word of God came to me saying, Ben Adam, Simpanech al Paro Melech Mitzrayim, when you put your face upon Paro, the king of Mitzrayim, you know your love, and prophesy against him about Mitzrayim Kulo. We talked last week, we said that Paro and Mitzrayim, this was a Pharaoh, probably not the same family from all the way back above, right? But put your face and prophesy about Mitzrayim. Dabir Balmar to call Hashem Elokim, Nialecha Paro Melech Mitzrayim, behold, I am upon you, Paro, the king of Mitzrayim, Hatanim Hagadol, the great snake, and that's a reference to the original Paro, because he was called the original Tanin. Remember, he threw down the staff, and it became a Tanin in front of him. What exactly is a Tanin?
A viper.
Snake and viper is not a really good line for it. It's probably the crocodile, the Nile crocodile. That would be the most likely, right? Hagobis that lies inside its rivers. No, the anaconda is South American. Right, that would be difficult.
Way cooler.
Asher Omar, Li Orivanisi. And that's the famous line. He said, the river is mine, I made it. Right? And that's the line.
The tannin is poisonous.
How do we know that?
I thought there was a reference to the tannin with the teeth and the biting.
With the
nachash.
With the sukkim and the nachash and the shane.
Right.
The two letters. Leo Remini Sissini, and that's the famous line that they said that Paro, the original Paro, the one that was the Tanin, that he said that I am a god, that I own the river, meaning I am that god, Vani Sissini, I created that river. That's a hard word. I put hooks inside your palate. I stuck the fish of your rivers onto your scales. Now the scales really of a crocodile. Consider it's really the armored plates, right, that are surrounding it. I will bring you out of your river, out of your comfort zone. And all the fish of your river together that are stuck to you, they're going to stuck to you. I'm going to make you lost in the midbar. You and all the fish of your river. You will fall upon the face of the field. You will not be gathered in. You will not be brought back. I will bring you or let you be eaten by the wild animals, fields, and the birds of the heavens. What it means is that you're going to be eaten out there, meaning upon the sand, etc., that you're going to be killed in war. Now, I don't know where the switch happened over here. If we're talking about the Mitzrayim that died in Kriyas Yamsuf, those bodies were not eaten, because we had from the Chumash that they were buried in the sand. If they weren't buried in the sand, then they would have been eaten by the fish in the Yam Suf, not by the animals and the birds on the land itself. So the fact that it mentions it over here seems that it's referring to the people now, the Mitzrayim now, that they're going to fight a war, they're going to leave the land of Mitzrayim, and they're going to die in the middle of the Midrash. Yaduku Yoshem Mitzrayim Kini Hashem, that all the people in Mitzrayim will know that I am God, Yana Yosem Mishenes Kone Le Beisrael, because I am a leaning stick, a stick that they rely on for Bnei Yisrael. Because I'm prophesying this to you beforehand, you will know how these people are going to die. They'll know that this is a memory, this is something from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Apparently it would happen very soon after Bnei Yisrael themselves. It would have some bakaf terots, right? So when they are grabbed against your hand, you will be crushed. All your shoulders will be crushed. Anybody who relies on you will also be broken. Right? All of the loins that are leaning against you or relying on you, they're all going to be gone. I am going to bring this sword upon you. All men and animals in the time are going to be gone. The chorba, it will be destroyed and desolate. Because you believe in other gods. That's your, I'm going to go upon you in your river. I'm going to make it destroyed completely. From the tower. I have right here that it's the tower of the Har Sinai, at the Sinai Peninsula. I don't know if that refers to anything specifically. Maybe it's around Baal Zephon, which would have been on the western side of the Sinai Peninsula.
It says Ethiopia.
Kush, the next one, Kush means all the way to the borders of Ethiopia. What's Svene? It seems that that's referring to the Sinai, the area of the Sinai.
Midal to Aswan.
To Aswan? A-S-W-A-N?
That's the northern part of like the Suez Canal area.
Really?
There's a dam there called the Aswan Dam.
How far down is it?
No, it's north.
North. Oh wait, so that doesn't make any sense. That Kush, you think, would be down south.
No, Kush is from.
Wait, I'm confused.
Where's Migdol? Where's Migdol?
Migdol Svene. How does that translate?
No, it says Migdol to Svene. It's saying from Migdol to.
To Aswan,
so to the border. Oh, so you're trying to make it from
west. It might be east and west.
Oh, then south.
Swan above, known as Swan.
That's interesting. So that's actually good. I'm so confused though, because Migdal Svene, it looks like one.
Right.
Okay. Either way, that's not a problem because Migdal Svene could be one of the borders of Mitzrayim. That would be the Swan.
Aswan.
All the way up on top, okay, Agbul Kush, all the way down south to Ethiopia. Okay, maybe it was also, maybe the Sinai also had some type of, you know, phonetically, some type of name that was connected to it.
The northern border between the north. East Sinai and Egypt.
Oh, that's perfect. Okay, that's perfect. Lo sabor ba regal adam, no man will pass by the regal behemoth. Lo sabor ba, lo seshavar bayim shana, it will not be settled for 40 years altogether. Okay, so apparently, says Rashi, ar bayim ushaim shnei rabon nigzuru b'chalom paro. There were 42 years of hunger that were prophesied in the dream of Paro. For the three times where it mentions the seven bad cows and the seven bad sheaves. Okay? So he saw them three times altogether. Because he saw them three times, that's 14 times 3. 14 times 3 is 42. So there were 42 years of famine. 2 years of famine happened by the times of Yosef. 40 years of famine happened right now. So that's the extra 40 years that Yosef HaTzadik saw in the dream.
Wait, hold on. I thought the seven skinny cows are the 7 years of famine. Mm-hmm. The seven fat cows are the 7 years of plenty.
They were supposed to be, but they were changed to two, to which now I guess you switch it around and you say, but because they didn't take those seven then, you get 42 later. Well, yeah, that's what happens, right?
The Aswan Dam is in southern Egypt. It's a different one that's all the way up north. It's in southern Egypt.
Then it would be weird then, because then it would be just Aswan to Ethiopia, and Ethiopia is right there in the south.
Ethiopia is further south. It's
Sudan down there.
Ethiopia in there. So maybe
that's weird. All right. No, it could also be, I've had this before,
like that Kush.
Nobody really knows where Kush is. Nobody really knows where Kush is. It's probably Ethiopia, right? But Mehodu Bad Kush. We don't know if they were next to each other, if they were far away from each other. Maybe Kush referred to another land that was nearby, and that's what it refers to. Who knows? We don't know that. Also, I do think Svene does sound like Sinai. It does have that, but I don't see anybody that says it. Yeah, Aswan for sure.
Well, no one is S-W-N.
So the question is Aswan a Hebrew word, but it's Arabic?
Because it's on the river. It's on the Nile River in the south part of Egypt.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
No, but then it goes straight south. Okay, no. But it's not, so that's it's going to be destroyed. So that's the 40 years altogether. That's what it refers to here. And by the way, I was going to say before, we were supposed to be in the term for 400 years, right? But we left at 210. So what happened to the 190 years? Inflation. 190 years became 1900 years of Gullus. So the same way that, like, it should have been 5 years of famine, 5 more years of famine, but it became 42. That's what it ended up becoming. Okay, so let's see what it says. When Asatia starts to try to shmama, hey, Netanya.
What? I don't like that deal.
I know, it's not a great deal.
I don't like that rate there.
They will. Mashiach's coming soon. But Asatia starts to try to shmama, the Sotha Rosses Neshamos. I've made it, Asatia starts to destroyed among all the other destroyed areas. All Rebbe, Sotha Rimaka Rabbis, Tiana Shmama, they're all going to be destroyed. They're going to for 40 years. I will scatter the Egyptians among the other nations and scatter them among the land. Now that's weird also. Again, we spoke about this last week a little bit, but it is strange. How is there a famine in Mitzrayim when you have the Nile River? How
they
is
have
that possible?
Nothing there.
What?
They have nothing in... They get food subsidies till today.
The Nile River should cause tremendous amounts of plants to grow.
No, but they don't get any rain. So it's only...
Agreed. So the fertile lands would be the land
near
the Nile River.
Overflow for that, which requires rain.
I hear you saying. You can't have people that just take buckets and... I guess it's too big. The fields would be too big to be able to do. You'd assume they have irrigation ditches, but if the river goes down, then the irrigation ditches are not used. So that would be possible. I don't know. It's,
I thought the whole fertility
of
Egypt and the Nile was had to do with the Nile overflowing.
It is strange because there's no question that there are Midrashim throughout Bereishis and Shemos that say that Egypt was like the most fertile land ever. We don't see that at all nowadays.
Well, but around the Nile.
Around the Nile. But the Nile Delta. It says, according to me on Moes, that the land was filled with sand that was watered underneath it, in which every plant could grow in the sand. That's how the Miamoes put it. But, like, it's weird because we don't see that.
I'm saying, today, actually, they have food subsidies. They don't have enough food to support. They can't grow enough food to support the people there.
People live there.
Oh, that's a lot of people. Yeah, but as opposed to what it was back then.
Whatever it was, it was still a serious country then. I mean, relative to the...
Yeah, I guess so. Maybe they just didn't have
enough. They didn't have, like, advanced, you know...
By the way, it's insane they had 40 years of famine. Maybe also because Nebuchadnezzar might have taken, whoever destroyed Mitzrayim would have taken some taxes from them to the point where they couldn't feed themselves. At the end of 40 years, I'm going to gather them together from the nations that they were scattered there. I'm going to return them back. I'm going to bring them back to the land of Pasros. What's the translation? Anybody have a translation? Translation of Pasros. Do we have anything over there? Pasrusim was one of the
just
nations.
In the land of Pasros.
Came with them. Okay. Al Eretz Mechurasim, to the land that they lived in. They're going to be a nation again, but they're going to be a lowly nation. From all the kingdoms, there will be the lowest. They will no longer rule over the other nations. I will minimize them to the point where they will no longer rule over the other nations. There'll no longer be a sense of security for Bnei Yisrael, Mazgir Avon, something that would remind them of their sins, Gifnos Machorim, when they go after them, Yadukin Hashem Elokim. Now, where is this? The 27th year of Nebuchadnezzar's reign. Give me a second. Nebuchadnezzar exiled Tzidkiah in the 19th year of his reign. Okay, that's year 19. This is 8 years later. 8 years after Tzidkiah was already exiled. The Echad L'Chodesh, on the first of the month, somebody says Rosh Chodesh Nisan, I don't know where. Hayidavar Hashem Elai Lema, the word of God came to me saying, Ben Adam, Nebuchadrezzar, Melech Babel, Haver Eskelo, Avodah Gedol Al Tzor. He's bringing his entire army, Nebuchadrezzar, to Tzor, the entire Korosh Mukroch, all the bald heads. That's interesting. The whole Kasim Ruta, all the head. Yeah, what do you have?
Every head was made bald.
Was made bald. The whole Kasim Ruta, every peel. The Sakhar Lohayolo, or the Chelo Mitzor. They got no money or any armies from Tzor, Al Avodah Shor Avan Elah, for the Avodah that was done to it. So what does it say over here? For was that because of the amount of money that they took from them? What do you guys have in the different proportion that we have over here?
From the immense amount of war material, the soldiers hauled on their heads and shoulders, but the spoils of Tyre were not commensurate with the immense amount of labor invested in the siege.
Not as much. Okay, so they did a lot in the siege itself. They didn't make any money back from what they did. Because Nebuchadrezzar put in all this effort to go take Tzor and got nothing out of it, therefore, I'm going to give them the land of Mitzrayim. He's going to take their multitudes of people. He will take spoils. He'll take all of their stuff. That is going to be the reward that he gets for all of his army undertakings. I'm going to give him that land of Mitzrayim. That's when I'm going to start to sprout out a Karen for Bnei Yisrael. I will give them an opening of the mouth for them, amongst them. And they will know that I am Hashem. In other words, they'll be able to look at Mitzrayim and say, see, we told you this is going to happen. Yechezkel already prophesied this is going to happen to you, and it happened only 9 years after Tzidkiyahu was taken.
What were you going to say, Dave?
Very interesting stuff here about Egypt. What's this? Irrigation plays a major role in the country. The very livelihood of which depends upon a single river. Most ambitious of all irrigation projects is that of the Aswan High Dam, completed in 1971. So this is where it comes from. The Aswan High Dam comes from the further 5 years in the Ethiopian highlands, the source of the Nile River's water. Source of Nile River water comes from the Egypt.
Just sources in Ethiopia?
Yeah, I think the Nile flows the other way.
I think the Nile flows north.
Sure, but I thought it started from the Ituri forest in the Congo. I thought it was all the way down there.
No, maybe
there's another opening? There for sure is something that can't be. Yeah, go ahead.
That was very interesting. What we're learning that the names of, like, this is current. This is today.
Interesting though. So maybe it meant that from that south all the way to Israel. Maybe that's what it meant. So it meant the Aswan Dam plus Ethiopia all the way to Eretz Yisrael.
Right.
That's the wording
that's
of the pasuk.
Okay.
Parak Lamed. Now, Parak Lamed is going to speak about anyone who helps Mitzrayim will also be destroyed, and Paro is forewarned about what's going to be. So we already saw that Paro is going to be destroyed and that the Mitzrayim are going to be taken by Nebuchadnezzar. Now this is going to be the final warning. You should say, you should cry out, woe for the day. Yomanan is a cloudy day, a terrible day, a time when the nations will be lost. The sword will come to Mitzrayim, the Kush, all of Ethiopia will tremble. When all of their armies and everything fell in Mitzrayim, and their people were taken, and all the Yisodos, the foundations, were destroyed. Kush, Uput, Velud, Vechola Erev, Vechuv, Ubnei Eretz Abris, Itom, Bakarvi, Polu. So Kush, we already said, was Ethiopia. Put, anybody know? Lud is Libya. Better remember. Put, I don't remember. Is there a translation anywhere?
Just says Put.
Mm, gotta love that.
So Kush is Ethiopia and Lud is Libya. What's in the middle?
What's it called? You just said what was
Sudan,
in the middle.
Right?
Sudan. But Sudan, I think, was Ethiopia back in the day. I think it was one huge land.
So might have been
Kush was supposed to be bigger than Mitzrayim. But I don't know. Who knows? All right, but the Putim also, all the Arabs, the Kuv, I don't know what Kuv is. Kuv, I don't know at all.
Cubs.
Right? The people, oh, the Cubs. And all the land of the Bris. Oh, yeah, the Arts of Bris. So all the lands of their covenant, they're all going to fall by the sword. Komar Hashem, this is Pasuk Vav. All the people near Mitzrayim will fall. The Yarad Gaon Uzav, their power, their splendor, their pride will be gone. Migdal Sveine, the heard you love from that tower of the Sveine of the Aswan.
From Migdal to Aswan. Those are two different places.
That's so funny. That's what you said before. Yeah, I don't understand at all. Migdal Sveine. That's how it words, right? The Targum says also Migdal Sveine. It sounds like it's one place.
And not, the Nikud is the
yeah, correct.
The
so
no, I 100% totally get what you're saying.
Up above also, if I remember correctly, Migdal Sveine. Yeah, it's a Mirka Tipka up above. They go together. It seems weird. But by her view, but maybe that's the reason why, though, because they had a problem. That it was near Ethiopia, so they called it Migdal to Sveine. But either way, the Kerb Yubulbanu Masham Lokim, and Hashem Bisokar Rats and the Shamais, the Arbisokar and the Harovas Tiana, they're going to be destroyed. The Yodaki and Hashem, the Siti Ash Bimitram, when I put the fire in Mitram and Ishbokol Israel, and all those who help it are going to be broken. Bayamahu Yete Malakam Lafanai, but Sim, all these angels, I think it's messengers, yeah, Rashas Gedude Geisus Holkum Bishlechusi, the Shiros Rabos Laharidis Kush, Shiros Batak, all these messengers are going to go, Mofanai, but Sim, they're going to go into to Batsin in boats, Lahacharidus Kush Betach, to scare Kush, we're so assured. You never think of this, but you'd assume that they went through the Red Sea, right? The Red Sea that was on the side of Mitzrayim. They went down into the Indian Ocean a little bit further down, and they went down to that part of Africa, right? Right, the Red Sea leads out to
Indian Ocean.
Oh, all the way down.
All the way down, right, to get these people in Mitzrayim. That's what it looks like in Eba'al. Look, they're coming. I'm going to destroy the people.
I mean, how did they bring the slaves up? Because the Arabs were big into slave trading to Europe, right? So they brought them up through
the Arabs did or the Europeans?
The Arabs were the ones who transferred them
all
from Africa
to Western Africa. The Western.
Well, that's no, but I'm wondering if they got them all out of the. If it's the same idea that
they went down that land,
got them,
so.
Bought them,
yeah,
and bought them up.
Yeah, well, that makes sense.
And America used the slave trade was just to Western Africa.
Yeah,
where they're like
Mali and
kidnapped people.
Yeah, yeah, that's how they were sold. Most of
those were
of war.
All right. Huva Amo Ito, he and the people with him, Aritze Goyim, the strong of the Goyim, Muvan Lashachez Arth, they're going to come and destroy the land. They Riko Harbosim Mitzram, they're going to empty their swords in Mitzram, Molos Arth Kalal, fill the land with corpses. And Asati Oron Harava, I'm going to make all the rivers into dry land. And Makarti Arth Biad Rahim, I'm going to sell the land into the hands of the evil people. Ashmos Arth Muloa Biad Zarim, I'm going to give it to the hands of strangers. And Yashendi Barthi, that's what I say. I spoke. Kalam Hashem Lokim, Fabati Hilulim, I'll destroy all their idols. Vishpati Alilim Inof, all those Alilim from Noph. Noph was one of the cities of Mitzrayim, one of the famous cities. When Nasi Eretz Mitzrayim lo Ya'od, there will no longer be a prince that comes off in the land of Mitzrayim, and it's not the Europe by Eretz Mitzrayim, and I will put my fear upon the land of Mitzrayim. You said it 2 weeks ago, maybe, Benjamin. When was the last paro of Mitzrayim?
Cleopatra?
No,
was it?
Past that.
The really year. Good. Just find the year. Find the year if you can. The last one that was official.
Seven something.
All right. I'm going to put my fear upon the land of Mitzrayim. Hashemosi is Pasros. I destroy Pasros. And Sati is Bitsoan. Masi is Shvatim Ben No. No was, what's the name of that? It was one of their gods. It's not pronounced as no. It's like ni and dai or whatever, something like that. What was it? When was it?
You were up in the Ptolemaic dynasty.
So that was
Alexander the Great. Well, Alexander the Great was divided into five.
Yeah,
Ptolemy took Egypt.
So what time is that? What time are we speaking?
Her death in the year 30 BCE.
Okay, so that went down a little bit further. So was there power to those pharaohs for the last 400 years before that?
Yeah.
Was there anything
in the Avenging of Glory and Might of Pharaoh's State of
But that would have been around year zero.
The last girl of Egypt, there's a whole thing in ancient history. So.
I wonder if there was. Okay, if for next time, maybe we could look up when their power ended. Vashafi Hamasi al Sin. I poured my wrath upon Sin.
Oh, whoa, look at this.
Mm-hmm.
Moses. Here. They refer to it as a Kushite force.
654 BCE. It wouldn't be Kushan. It wouldn't be Kushan, it would be Nebuchadnezzar.
So it's referred to, this one was killed by an invading country.
That's the 26th dynasty. When is the 25th? We'd have to see. We'd have to figure out exactly when it was. You need like a historian that knows this stuff.
She was really Macedonian, not really Egyptian, because she was...
Right.
I had a feeling by that time it was already a little bit...
Well, the people that she ruled over might have been.
Yeah, could have been there. Okay, and you already have the son of Cyrus the
Great.
These guys are done. This is not... Once you get to 530 BCE, 520 BCE, you're already dealing with Greeks. Okay, All right, here we go. So now, let's go. Vinasati Ish Mitzrayim, I'm sorry, Vishvati Hamasi al Sin, Simpositasvav, Ma'oz Mitzrayim, Yechrati as own no, I'm going to destroy all the people. Vinasati Ish Mitzrayim, Chul Tachul, Sin, Minoti Elevokea, Minof Tzere Yomam. So all Sin, No, and Nof are all going to be destroyed. Machuri Oven, Upi Besses Bacher of Yipolu, Vine Bashvite Elachmet, they're all going to go into captivity. Ubis, I hate this word. Ubis Chaf Neches. Ubis Chaf Neches. I thought so also. It's not Tachpan Ches. It's Ubis Chaf Neches. Chosa Chayom. Right? That area, they had refrained light. Right? The normal word is Tachpan Ches. That's the way it should be. But the Shibri Shamas Motzes Ran, that's where I took away the yoke of Mitzrayim and Shmas Baga Onuzo, and all of their pride went down. Yana Nechasenem, Unosev, Ashvite Lachno, all their daughters will be put into captivity. Yes, it's Shvatz Mitzrayim, Yadukini Hashem. Vayi, Bacharis Rishon Barisho. Now we got a new Nivu over here. Bacharis Rishon. In the 11th year of what? Is this Tzidkio? What do we have over here, guys? Anybody see? Barishon in the first
seventh
of the month.
Nisan in the 11th year of Yehoyachin's exile and Tzidkio's reign, 5 months before Nebuchadnezzar.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, that's perfect. Beshiva Shon Barishon in the first month, Beshiva Lachodesh, the seventh of the month, that seventh of Nisan. Remember, that year Tisha B'Av is when they're going to be destroyed. Ben Adam Ezrol Paron Elam Mitzrayim Shavarki. I already broke the arm of Mitzrayim. Obviously, it hasn't happened yet. It didn't happen for another 9 years, but it means I'm going to destroy him. He will not be able to set it and make refuels and put a bandage on it and strengthen it and hold on to the sword. I've broken his arms as chazak of a nishbaras, is strong in that which is broken. And I threw down the sword out of his hand. I scattered among the nations. I put them around all the lands. I strengthened the arms of the king above. I put my sword into his hand. He's going to knock down all of the corpses in front of Achzati as rose Melapavl, rose Parotipolna. The other again, Hashem, they will know that I am a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Ziti Harbi Biyad Melapavl, when I put my sword in the hands of the king of Babel, Manato Osol Erech Mitzrayim, and bring it to the land of Mitzrayim. That's going to be the end of that. Fine, that's the end of Mitzrayim over here. We got one more, it's two more Prokin. Paro is compared to Nineveh. We're talking about a tree. There's a mushel to a tree, and then the fear of Paro is going to end. That's the next two parakim. Let's go. Vayiv. In that 11th year, Bashlishi, in the third month, getting really close to the Chorban, back in Lachodesh on the first of the month, now remember, at the same time when Yechezkel is giving this Nevuos, Yirmiah is telling Tzidkiyahu not to go near the people of Mitzrayim. They were relying on Mitzrayim fighting or coming with them and helping them. And Yirmiah was telling them, don't, because they're not going to help. At this time, Yechezkel is saying, Ben-Adon, Amoral Paromel of Mitzrayim Al-Amono, Vel-Midom Yisbegad Lecha. Who do you compare yourself to? And he has short Erez Balvanon. Assyria is a strong cedar of the Lebanon. You say enough, beautiful branches, Bechorosh Meitzal, right, and filled with shade and whatever it is. Vugva Kaima, very high. Uvena Vosim is between very sturdy trees. Haifat Samartoi's lofty top is on there. Mayim Gibluhu, the waters raise them to Home Romamasu. Even the depths lift him up. It's not Rosel. All of its rivers, all its fields, about to all go around its trunk. It's El Losad, all of its waterings. Shulcha is El Kolat Yasadr. They can send out all the wood of the field. That's what Assyria does. Now King Gavakam also, that's why he became so great in Kolat Yasadr, from the wood around it, from those people that he took care of. But Tavanasar Aposav and all of its branches became many. The Tarachno Porosav, and it made him even longer and even greater. Mimayim Rabin Bishalcho, from all the water that he sent out. Maybe it's a shot that Assyria helped others and therefore got back from them, while Mitzrayim did not do so. Bisaposav Kimnu Kol of Hashemayim, in all of its branches and all of its shade, they nested all the birds of the heaven. Sachas Porosav Yoldu Kol Chayzada, all the wild animals stood underneath it. Bitzili Yeshu Kol Goyim Rab, and all the nations were in its shade. Naif Bigadlot, it was beautiful in its greatness. Baruch the Liosav, with all of its tendrils. Kiyas Shorsha Almayim Rabim, because its roots went out to the many different waters. Arazon Lo Amamu Began Elohim, the cedar woods, right, they did not dim in the garden of God. Peroshim lodom al sapoyusav, the cypresses could not compare to its branches. Varmonim lohayu kaforosav, the chestnuts were not like its fruits. Kol eitz began alohim lodomai lo biyapyo, no tree in the garden of God could compare to the beauty of what Ashur had. Yapasiso berov doliosav, with all of its trestles. Vayikanu kol ata Eden, all the trees of Eden were jealous of it. Asher began alokim lachen kol hashem alokim yanasher gova bekoma, but he didn't smart to all besa bena vosim, because he gave its shade to all the different boughs and everything else that's there. But dumb love of the gavoy, rum love of the gavoy, and had gaiva when it did. So that now beyond El Goyim, I'm going to put it into the hands of a stronger nation. Aso Yasa Lo Kirisho, will do whatever he wants to do with it. Gerashtiu, and get rid of them. Ve'chasu Zodim Arite Goyim Zorim Rite Goyim, and they'll cut them down, all these strangers, strong nations. Ve'yichu, and take it down. El Harim, to the mountains of Hogeos, and to all the valleys. Naflu Del Yosef, all of its trestles will fall. Ve'shvarna Parosa B'chol Afikei Haaretz, to all the ends of the world will fall all of its fruits. And all the people of the land will go down from its shade, and they'll be trampled. And when it falls, Yishkinu, Kol of Hashemayim, all those birds of the heavens will rest. All that, the fruits and whatever it was that it had, all the wild animals will run away. Said all the trees of the water will not have that type of guy. They won't have that desire to go near. They're all going to die to the bottom land, to those that go down to the pit. When they go down to that grave, I mourned and I covered up with the depths. I refrained from its rivers going through, and the waters surrounded it, I guess went around the octave level of unknown. I brought what I darkened the Lebanon, and all the trees of the field swooned, cried over it. From the voice of its falling, all the nations were trembling, or like screaming. When I brought down those that go down to the pit, and they consoled themselves, all the other lands of the trees of Eden, the best and the greatest of Lebanon, all those that drunk water, they also went down to the grave. And they went among all the nations. Who are you going to compare yourself to, Mitzrayim? Are you like that greatness and the power, the honor that the trees of Eden had? Even those trees went down to the bottom land. Rather, with those Arelim, they will sleep. All those who will be killed by the sword. Paro, all of his nation, that's what's going to happen. And the final thing is the warning to Paro in Lamed Bey, is that the fear of Paro is going to end. This is in the 12th year. This should be after that. B'shneyasar chodesh, in the 12th month, the echad lachodesh, on the first of the month. That's Rosh Chodesh Adar of the 12th year. Hayadavar Hashem Elai Lamor. Anybody know 12th year of?
On the first of Adar, in the 12th year after the exile of Yechoniah and the reign of Zidkiah.
Oh, so
19 months after the temple was destroyed.
Yeah, so it would have been right afterward, right? Then I don't. Sokhi and all part of the Mitzrayim, now you should sing a lamentation on part of the King of Mitzrayim.
It's
going to
be 7 months after? It was 11th year. This is the 12th year.
Av Elul Tishrei.
No, Elul would be one.
Let's say Av also. Let's just add it on for now. Right, because there's a Tisha B'Av. So Av Elul Tishrei Cheshvan Kislev Teves Shvat Adar would have been 8 months.
Or so.
Well, Adar Bey is maybe 9.
If we're dealing with that, it says
19 months
after the temple was destroyed.
No, then it would have been 13.
It says it would be 13 if it was out of bed.
Yeah, that's true.
On the first of the month, which means you can't count out.
Okay, so wait. So it's Rosh Chodesh Adar for sure. But I'm confused by the Shteis Rosh Hashanah. You just said it was 19 months later.
In the 12th year, after the exile of Yechoniah and reign of Tzidkiah, 19 months after the temple was destroyed.
Oh, you know why? That makes sense. Because of the 11th year, the base of Israel was destroyed. Yeah. A year later, it was the 12th year, and it's the end of the 12th
year. Oh, that's what you're saying. The 12th year of Nisan.
Starts from Nisan, yeah.
Oh, that makes sense. So the 12th year would have started in Nisan and ended in Adar, right? And Adar would have been the last, right? Because Adar of that year would have been the 11th year. That does make sense. Very good. Okay, so it says that they don't dump Sakin all Paro Mitzrayim. Single lamentation, but Paro has not been killed yet. Mitzrayim hasn't been killed yet. But Amartei Lav Kfir Goyim Nid Mesa, you compare yourself as a, oh, at this time, by the way. It depends. If Gedaliah died already in Tishrei, then the Jews are already down there. Yirmiyah is already in Mitzrayim with the Jews. That would have been at that time. They were there at the time, and now we think of Lamentation for them. What were you going to say? I'm sorry.
I would say, in Yirmiyah, didn't we learn that, I mean, when we learned about the different nations, doesn't Hashem say which ones he's going to bring back and which ones are not coming back? Remember, he says, like, there's that list of
in Yirmiyah.
In Yirmiyah. So, it doesn't seem like, I forgot what happens to Syria. Is Syria coming back or not?
Sure, yeah, they all come back in a way.
No, not all of them.
We didn't see them bringing back Ammon and Moab.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah, there were a couple that didn't. So, but this seems to say differently, no?
No, that wasn't Ashur. We weren't talking about Ashur there. Although we brought up Ashur to compare him to Paro, saying, Paro, you're not going to succeed. Things are going to go bad for you. That was that. Okay.
So is our future for Egypt or no? What did they get?
Yeah, I think there was.
Okay.
There was a future. So I'm like, look, if you're going to need Mesa, you're compared to a young lion among the nations of Atakatanim by Yamin. You're like the crocodile of the sea. But Togab and Arosel, you went out among your rivers. But Tiblach, Mayim, Braglecha, you sullied your feet in water. But Tirpos now rose and you trod upon the rivers. Kumash, I'm looking. Uparasi Alechas, Rishto, Bikalamim, Rabim. I spread upon you my nets among the many nations of Alucha, Bechami, and I brought you up in my trap. When Tashikha Baharitz and I. Whatever, trampled you on the ground, and I dwelled amongst you, the birds of the heavens, and I took away, I think, Yishkanti Alecha, I took away from you the birds of the heavens and the wild animals of the ground. I put your flesh upon the mountains, and I filled up the valleys with all of your hearts, and I gave to drink the land. Help me with this translation over here. I don't know how to translate that. Yeah.
The land where you swam, I will inundate with your blood until the mountains.
From your blood
the channels will be filled.
Very good. And I will cover up the smoke of the heavens, and I will darken the stars with that smoke. The sun with clouds I will cover up with the smoke. The moon will not give off its light. All the lights of the heavens I'm going to darken from you. That makes sense, right? Because we knew that they were very into magic, so they probably looked up at the stars to see who was going to be in the future. And he's being told right now that they're not going to shine for you. I got the heart of many nations angry. When I broke you among the nations, all those kings, they're going to be stormed upon you. They're going to be very upset. When I bring my sword upon their faces, they'll be afraid for a few seconds. Each person on his own, on the day that you fell. The sword of the king above will come upon you. Among the swords of the strong men, I will bring down your multitudes. All the strong of the nations. Vishadu is going to Mitzrayim. I will destroy the pride of Mitzrayim. All the people will be gone. It really is. It's the same thing over and over for the last four prakim. It really has been. And it must be that there were different. I mean, they are. There are different nebuahs in different years, but they're really saying the exact same thing. Midian. I destroyed all the animals from the many waters. The apples siglochem. Regal of them, oh, no man, foot of man will go upon them again. Parts of the hamel siglochem. Neither will the hooves of animals. Oh, the shkia meman. Then I will sink down the waters. Then I will bring it over like oil. New mashamal kim. The city has zarmi shemamu neshama eretz meloah. The akosi has kol yishevah. When I destroy them, yodu kinei Hashem. Kinehi. That's the lamentation. We're going to nuah. The daughters of the nations should sing it. Al Mitzrayim HaKalman Ofer, Mitzrayim and all of the multitudes. They should lament it, says God. In that 12th year, on the 15th of that month, the 15th of Adar, Hayidu Baruch Hashem Elai Lemor, Ben Adam, Nehei Al Hamo Mitzrayim. What?
Isn't that for? No, Zion.
Well, no, it would have been Yedalad Adar, right? Tezvav Adar would have been Shushan Purim, right? It would have been Shushan Purim. The Rosh Hashanah Lelimor Ben Adam Nehei Groan, I think it really is. Al Hamon Mitzrayim Oridehu Oso and knock and bring them down. Sigh. Ubenos Goyim Adirim El Eretz Tachtios Azur Debor with the strong nations to the land of down below to those in the pit. Mimino Amto. From who are you more beloved? Redova Hashkavas Arelim, go and sleep together with the other Arelim. Sochal Lecher Yipolu, you will fall among those of the sword. Cher Nitana, Mashkavos Avachomanel. Yidavaloi Lag Yiborim Yitok Sha'ol as Ozrov. The strong men speak from the grave about those who try to help them. Yodu Shapu Arelim Kal Lecher, they all fall down. Shama Shur Bako Kala, Ashur is there, all of their peoples. Vivosa Kibrosov, Kul Kalala Nofum Lecher, they follow the sword. Shirninu Kibrosov Yakse Bor, Bahi Kalas Vivas Kiburasa, they're all around their grave. Kul Kalala. And also Chitis Barzchaim, who put their fear upon the land of the living, but Ashur is now dead. Shom Elam the Cholmanov, that's where Elam is. Elam is somewhere near Babel and Ashur. Svivos Kvurasa, Kulam Chalolam and Ophel Macher, they fell by the sword. Asher Yodu Arelam Arasachil, Shanasa Chitis and Barzchaim, but Yusuf Kli Masa was Yodi Bor. They were embarrassed and went down to the pit. So Chalolam Nasu Mishkatla, the Cholmanov, to all their multitudes, Svivos of Kivurosa, all of their graves. It says Kulam Arelam, Chalolam Chitis and Chitis. We're both lands of Greece or near Greece, I guess, maybe Turkey. They put their fear upon the land of living. They fell. They put their swords underneath their head. Their sins are upon themselves because they made that fear. You will be broken among the that's where Edom is, their kings, their princes, they'll die down there. The princes of the north, all the Sidonians should have been up north. Asher Yodu was Chalam Bechitizam Gvurosim Boishim. Now they're embarrassed. Veishkua Arelam is Chalecha Veishu Kvilas Asher Debor. Osem Yira Paro. You should see them, Paro. Nicham Alchukol Mono. And he should be a console for all of his multitudes. Chalecha Paro Vachokil and Numashem Alachim, because they also died. Kinasafias Chitizi Bereschaim. I made him be fearsome in the land of living. Vuhushka Besachorim. He will die within the Arelam as Chalecha Paro Vachol Mono. Nuhum Hashem Alokim. Okay, that's that. Now, Lamed Gimel is a brand new thing. It is now the time when they get their final warning. The Bnei Yisrael now are going to get their final warning from Yechezkel, and we get to the good part. If they listen, right, we're going to have three prakim that deal with the final musr that Yechezkel gives them, and then if they listen, Perek Lamed Vav is the third base of Mikdash. That's the next line that we get to. The third base of Mikdash is going to be rebuilt. Okay, now we have to make a decision over here. Should we end with this, or go on one more parak? And the question is Mariv. Have you guys all done?
Nope.
Yes.
Dave?
No.
Oh, I'm a little worried.
Then we'll end.
Alright, we'll end with this for right now. We're on Parak Lamed Gimel.
We're with you guys.
Lamed Gimel is also a very big parak, if I remember correctly. Or, yeah, Revi, yeah. You can go to Yishurin or wherever.
Yishurin's a little
bit. Okay.